The film is essentially set in the near future, with the dystopic city of Detroit that was on the verge of financial ruin. In order for the city to deal with this, and the very high crime rate, the mayor had signed a deal with a mega corporation called Omni Consumer Products, giving them control over an underfunded police department. In exchange for the reduction in crime, OCP was to be given permission to gentrify many parts of the city and turn it into a high-end utopia called Delta City. One of the ways that the company was hoping to achieve this was with the integration of a law enforcement drone called ED-209, which was being developed by Dick Jones, the president of OCP. Unfortunately for the company, during one of the demonstrations, the droid malfunctioned and gruesomely killed one of the executives. Seeing this as an opportunity, one of the ambitious junior executives called Bob Morton introduced his own experimental cyborg design, which he called RoboCop. And much to Jones's anger, the owner of OCP approved this new concept in light of their recent failure. Because the private company had ownership of the police force, OCP intentionally began reassigning officers into the most dangerous parts of town, hoping that one of them would be seriously injured, enabling the company to use them as a test subject for the RoboCop initiative.